Okay, friends, thank you for joining me, Rakua, your host of Friends on the Podcast, as we talk moolah, guap, chinga ching, bread, dead prezzies, money, 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 money. Okay, that's enough of that. You get the point. What are the rules of financial exchange between lovers and friends? Your love's like ecstasy. I'm overdosed. I'm overdosing. Your love's like ecstasy. I'm overdosing. Reflections. Who pays? Outings with my opposite sex bestie. I am exhausted by the amount of posts, podcasts, tweets, TikToks, etc. I've seen of women recounting that time a dude made them pay for their own meal. Or men recounting that time he made the woman pay for her or their meal when, get this, he asked her out on a date. Okay, y'all. I am all for woman empowerment and independence and all that, which is why I wore my feminism dress on episode 14, Who Pays? But there are just certain rules of engagement that are meant to stay intact. But I will actually say that I don't necessarily think the man should always have to pay or even be automatically expected to pick up the check in certain circumstances. But listen, if you as a man ask me as a woman if you can take me out on a date, please be ready to pay for it. Or don't ask me. It's just that simple. And yes, I will follow that same rule of thumb. If I ask you to go out with me, I'm going to have something planned, I'm going to take care of the bill, and I'm going to show you a good time because I asked you. It's so interesting how money complicates things. And look, I get it. Men are tired of getting taken advantage of. They're tired of paying for women who didn't want them, never wanted them, and only agreed to go because they wanted to reap the free benefit. I get it. But just like ladies have to have discernment when they are agreeing to go on a date, men have to have discernment with who they're asking. Stop just taking these randos on full-fledged, more-than-you-can-afford extravaganzas before you know she's interested. Get to know her first. Have a conversation. Feel out her energy and reciprocation. Then, when y'all have caught a vibe, ask her on a proper date. And no, that does not mean come to chill at my house. No. And for goodness sakes, pay for it. See, this is why I advocate for the friend zone. Or let's even take the zone part out. Cultivate a friendship with this person. Court this person before starting the dating process. This will save you and her a world of headache and funds. And stop asking these women on dates you ain't ready to pay for. You know, as much as I am totally fine with paying for my own or even paying for his every now and again, there is just something about a man paying for stuff that makes me like them more. Whether it's platonic, romantic, whatever, there's just something about it that increases their stock in my mind. Even though it is not a requirement, and a man who doesn't pay for stuff doesn't necessarily get a lower rating or anything, I just look at them as normal, whereas the ones who do get looked at as special. I'm gonna go with the reason being evolutionary traits and social norm bias. As much as we want to escape it, centuries of indoctrination into a system of patriarchy can't be moderned out overnight. And again, before the Manosphere Crusaders come out the woodworks, I am going to stress that I don't think men should always be expected to or required to pay, but I do think it's pretty idiotic to invite someone out somewhere they weren't already planning to go under the guise of you courting them and then passing off the bill or suggesting any type of sexual exchange as reciprocation. Like, if you want to pay for sex, hire a prostitute, okay? Okay. My co-host Christina kind of does feel like the man needs to pay every time if she's going to be putting out.
Say, for instance, you're dating this person. They always have to pay. Would I prefer it that way? Yes. Yes, I would. And it makes me want to put out even more. Like, yes. It's very encouraging.
And she's right. It is very encouraging. As I said before, there's just something sexy about a man volunteering to pay for something. That said, I don't feel like he has to pay every time. I personally find joy in treating my man to dinner or a vacation or a gift or whatever sometimes. What I won't do, though, is date a homosexual. This is someone who don't have a place to stay, don't have a good job, don't have transportation, don't have nothing to bring to the proverbial table except for their sexual prowess. I think another reason so many men are fed up with footing the bill is because for too long they have been content with dating homosexuals and started conflating the concept of dating with sex. Newsflash, they are not the same. Our co-host Zuko talked about suckerfish friends that have also ruined the dating experience for many. Ladies, don't bring your friends on your date. If you don't trust that man enough yet to be alone with him, don't go. Use that pre-dating stage wisely to get to know him first. I personally think it should be at least 6 months, but that's just me. Or at least like suggest a social outing with friends invited in lieu of the date. Don't just pop up on a date with your homegirl and then look crazy when he ain't trying to finance y'all meal ticket lifestyle for the night. And in general, let's normalize having conversations about the bill before the outing even goes down. Fellas, if you will prefer to split the bill, tell her up front and let her decide if that's something she's willing to do before putting her in the predicament. Ladies, if you're not actually interested in him from the jump and just trying to get a free meal or experience or whatever, don't. Like the 1980s anti-drug campaign, just say no. One last thing before I get out of here. I'm interested to know, if you go out with someone you consider rich, do you automatically expect them to pay? I kind of think it's rude to invite someone to a place that you already know they can't afford and then suggest splitting the bill. If you're rich and expect a certain standard of place, either pick up the check or pick up people who can afford to partake in the lifestyle you're accustomed to. Well, y'all, we have come to the end of the season. Friends on the Podcast Season 1 is officially coming to an end with Episode 15, How to Get Out of the Friend Zone, airing tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. That's right, double release this week. Be sure to tune in and tell a friend. Peace. Bodies on the floor, bodies on